Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio. Every week, Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller interviews CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Now, your host, Jason Miller.
My special guest today is Angel Santa, the Deputy Chief Information Officer in the Justice Department's Office of Justice Programs. Angel, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Jason, for having me.
Last time I had someone from the Office of Justice Programs on, it's been a few years, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, so it's great to catch up. Let me start with some basics. The last time we talked, one of the things we talked about was the grants management system and the idea of revamping it. Give me a sense of how that effort's going after all these years.
Now, we haven't necessarily revamped the grant system, but we have implemented targeted functionality to support the business as it continues to operate. We've also increased the reporting functionality. One thing we did as part of the Recovery Act, that imposed a heavy burden as far as volume on us. So we had to step back and we overhauled the technical infrastructure and platform, if you may, but the application remained, but we overhauled the database, the operating system, the balancing, the middleware. We virtualized the environment so we can meet the need of the Recovery Act and continuing business as a result. But functionally, we did not replace the grant management system. One thing we're working on currently is with our sister agencies here at DOJ, how to provide the most efficient and effective grant services to them. So from a shared services perspective, that's what we're working on right now.
I want to talk a little bit more about shared services because I think it's a fascinating topic. But give me a sense about when you guys virtualized, went to the middleware, what were some of the benefits that you're seeing? Is it just better system management or more efficiency? What kind of benefits are you seeing?
Most importantly was the efficiency, being able to take care of volume, being able to distribute a load. We implemented a private cloud during that time, utilizing the DOJ data centers out in Rockville and Dallas and here in our headquarters. So we were able, as the load came, we were able to distribute it. And the service we put in place were able to handle the load real efficiently. In the middle where it was able to distribute it between the app tier and the database tier quite efficiently.
Do you know roughly how much money you guys put out through the Recovery Act?
Through a Recovery Act, as far as from a business perspective, grants, I thought we were over the $3 billion mark as far as grants.
Wow. I mean, that's a huge amount. I mean, how much do you guys usually do, just to give us some perspective of compare it?
And actually, you know, it was, I believe, closer to $4 billion, if I recall now. So it's been quite a few years. And on average, in the 3 years prior to that, I think we were at the $3 billion over the last 10-year average prior to the Recovery Act.
So in some ways, you matched it and then some, because those other grants don't stop. It's not like, all right, well, we get this new set of grants and the old grants. It's almost double the amount, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. And what happens is they remain in the system for several years, right? You go through a whole process. Once you award the grant, you still have to maintain the grant and the closeout. So the lifespan of a grant, it's over several years typically.
So that the new technology, the new infrastructure really helps you manage that. Now you guys, you said, are looking at shared services. Can you talk a little bit more about what you're looking there? Are you guys going to be a shared service provider or move to a shared service provider?
Those are part of the options we're looking at. What are the organizations are providing these grant services, for instance, HHS. And we're also looking at what we have, because we have a viable system that's been in place, that's been supporting the business. So we're looking internally. We're also working with our sister agencies here. So we're looking to see what's the most efficient way to support that service. And one thing I failed to mention also, as we put that infrastructure in place to support this grant business, it's flexible enough, so it has continued to support us to date, and we expect it to continue to support us for another few years without having to do any overhaul. So it's allowed us the capability to produce other services, for instance, video conferencing, because part of the work was overhauling our infrastructure to include our backbone. So now we can carry on video conferencing, VoIP, VDI. So that had been part of our greater vision all along.
It's like one of those things, you one investment turns to be multiple benefits. And I think that a lot of agencies don't necessarily take advantage of those changes that they have opportunities for.
And that's correct. But yes, when we implement something, we're always forward thinking. How do we take advantage down the line? So that was one of the biggest benefits for us.
All right, very nice. Now, let's move over to another big priority at the time. Last time I spoke to the CIO at OJP was around email systems, and especially one that could better handle Freedom of Information Act requests. What's the status of that effort? Is your email in the cloud as part of that earlier backbone effort?
Well, we're currently on Exchange 2010, and our email is pretty robust. It currently has dedupe technology so that when you have an attachment or so, you just have one copy of that attachment, no matter how many addressees you have. It's one copy and it makes it available. And we also implemented automated archiving and retrieval as part of our email system. So right now we're looking at Exchange 2013, and we're also going to, as part of it, Office 2013. However, we're working within the Department of Justice email consolidation effort, and we'll most likely and highly likely we'll be moving over to their shared service in that respect. And a second phase of that effort is the possibility of moving to the cloud as the bigger DOJ consolidation effort.
But in a sense, even if you move to the shared service, that's going to be a private cloud in many respects.
That's correct. The initial implementation is a private cloud, phase one, and a possible follow-on in phase two. DOJ as a whole is looking at that phase two as we speak, would be a migration to the cloud.
And are we talking about a hybrid cloud, or a public-private of some sort?
That's still in determination. I think initial analysis may be a public cloud.
All right, something to look out for. I know that Rick Holgate, one of your co-CIOs within the Justice Department at ATF, has moved to a Microsoft cloud. I'm hoping to have him on the show in the future weeks, too. So I'll hit him up about that as well.
Right, because the ATF is actually leading that effort for DOJ. And one strategy that DOJ has looked at is how do we take the best of breed within all the components and see where the best service for all of DOJ, if applicable, right, if at all possible. So in the case of phase two, ATF is taking the lead, working with all the different components within Department of Justice, for instance, with us, BOP, DEA, FBI, et cetera.
So one of the other things you mentioned when you said you talk about moving to maybe Office 2013, I hear a lot of CIOs talk about the move off of XP or the move to Windows 7, Windows 8. Are you guys going through that process as well?
We're on Windows 7 now. We will continue to upgrade our OS as needed.
All right, so something to look out for as you guys make some decisions around, moving to the next generation of Windows. One last priority I want to touch upon from the previous conversation was OJP's updating of its procurement management system with a goal of rolling it out department-wide by 2015. Here we are, 2014, or almost fiscal year 2015, feels like right around the corner. Give me a sense of what's the latest with that project.
We actually acquired and implemented a replacement for that previous procurement system we had. It's not a department-wide capable as far as I know right now, and neither is that the plan going forward. I do know as the department continues to look at the services it provides and available to different components, they will be looking at procurement systems. So we will be working with them as that evolves. But for right now, we've implemented a system that supports the OJP business needs.
And how big of a difference is this system? I mean, is it heads and tails better, very similar to the way you describe, for instance, the grants management system? Or is it just kind of around the edges where you maybe updated certain modules?
We actually replaced the system we had because the prior system was something that we kind of piggybacked on with another agency outside of DOJ, man, it really wasn't robust at all. It just has some basic, low-level, rudimentary functionality. So this one is more robust, and it provides the actual functionality we need to operate here at OJP.
All right, let's take a quick break. We can come back. We'll jump into some of your new priorities. We got a little bit of a heads up on some of them. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Angel Santa, the Deputy Chief Information Officer in the Office of Justice Programs.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dort to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio, 1500.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Angel Santa, the Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Office of Justice Programs in the Justice Department. Now, Angel, before break, we were talking a lot about old priorities from the last time I had someone from OJP on the show. Now let's talk about some new priorities. What are you trying to get done over the next 6 or 9 months?
Well, in addition to supporting the government initiatives and the DOJ initiatives, we have several, and in no priority order, we're looking at how do we support a mobile/remote workforce. And when you look at that on the surface, it seems pretty straightforward. But as you break that down further, you're looking at, okay, so how do we support them when they're at home, on the road, in transit, and here at the office? So we're looking at wireless infrastructure, whether you BYOD or whether we supply the technology, and we'd have to look at various other measures. So it's a major effort, and it's something that's part of a workspace initiative that OJP is undertaking. It's a good thing to do, and it just requires a lot of effort. We'd have to look at MDM. We have to look at VDI. We implemented VDI, and now how do we implement it internally? So our initial implementation was externally, so you can utilize VDI to get your desktop functionality. So now how do you take that inside the house when they're here working? So there's a lot to it, and that's a major initiative. Another one is putting in place a common web platform. And what that is, in essence, we've undertaken an effort utilizing SharePoint 2013. And just to note, Jason, when I mention these products, and I'm not endorsing any of the companies, I'm just saying this is what we're working with. So we implemented SharePoint 2013, and we utilized it to develop a web common platform, and what that will be used as we go forward and in the coming weeks and months is so websites can be migrated over under that platform that has templates, and we end up cost savings, being able to reuse a lot of the efforts we've put in place. So that's another major initiative. And I mentioned these shared services initiatives related to the grant environment, and that's, again, another strong initiative we're working on. But not lost in this is also our investment in human capital. So how do we continue to grow our staff? How do we continue to get them involved in the different efforts and motivate them and so forth and so on? So, and I guess another one would be continue to grow our relationship with our partners, both inside and outside. Other things we're working on, once we move forward with this common web platform, at some point we will look to see, okay, how do we move that to a private cloud, if we can move it to a private cloud to reduce our footprint. From a mobility perspective, this environment that we put in place will be able to produce mobile-enable the app. So whatever websites we put in, they'll be mobile-enabled. As far as big data, from a definitional perspective, we're not doing big data stuff if you talk about volume, but we undertake a lot of initiatives, for instance, performance management, analyzing the grant data we have for duplication. So those are big analytical efforts that we will continue to undertake. So we'll be doing a lot of that effort. From a security perspective, we're looking at DLP, data loss protection, prevention, and then how to move that forward to a second phase. We implemented an initial phase, which was just basically to see what traffic is moving, but we haven't implemented a follow-on phase, which will be able to provide greater notification as to what information is moving back and forth. How do we log the information proactively, and increasing our web application firewall to see as far as the traffic that's moving out as we move towards greater web conferencing. And we're also working on another security, a FICAM, Federal Identity Credentialing and Authorization Management. So those are some big initiatives that we're working on. So we have a very busy schedule.
Yes, you do. Let's go back to the beginning and talk about some of those things you're working on. I'm very much interested in this idea of the workplace initiatives you talked about, the idea of wireless infrastructure, BYOD. Currently, what is the setup for wireless communications now? Do you guys have a wireless network at all?
Right now, we don't have any wireless infrastructure here at OJP. The intent is to provide a wireless infrastructure for the whole entire building, the 810 building, and allow people to come in and use whatever devices they have to get into our network, get into our environment. If we have guests come over, the initial thought is someone would sponsor these guests and they can use their mobile devices also.
When people hear about wireless infrastructures, they think of RFPs or acquisition strategies. Is anything on the horizon that you could give us a heads up on?
Sure. We're working on acquisition strategy right now. So as far as, you know, an RFP, we will put something out from procurement perspective in the coming week.
All right, very nice. When all those vendors start calling you, don't blame me. I will tell you that.
That's fine.
It's already happening, I'm sure you know.
Sure.
And as far as more broadly workplace initiatives, are you looking at, for instance, you talk about internal VDI. So, for instance, if I'm an OJP employee and I bring my tablet computer, somehow through a VDI setup, I could then access the network. That's the internal piece of the VDI. That's what you're looking at?
That's correct. Because right now, the way we've built the external VDI where you would have to traverse the DOJ network and then come into our environment. But once you're here, we're looking at not to have so many jumps to get to our environment, but still provide the security needed.
When you talk about VDI, a lot of people think of a client of some sort on the mobile device. You talked about an MDM, obviously, as well. How are you guys looking at internal VDI? Have you made those decisions yet?
No, we're in the final stages of that, so we haven't quite decided. We're not expecting to have any sticks or anything like that. So, and neither do we have with our current external implementation.
Do you get a lot of pressure or a lot of people asking about mobility and VDI and stuff like that from your customers inside OJP?
Oh, we do. We do. I mean, there's a high demand for mobility, building native apps or what have you. So there's a demand there. And that's something we're looking forward in the future. Right now, we are advising on that in that area. But we will be delivering or providing that service in the coming months. I'm not going to say in the next 2 to 3 months, but it's a service we at OCIO will be providing.
Somebody may be listening saying, well, what's taking so long? You know, this is the Justice Department. Obviously, there's some sensitivities, but why can't you already have a wireless network up? What was the reason why you guys decided to kind of take more of a wait-and-see approach?
The demand wasn't there as much as it is now, because it's an important part of this workspace initiative from a wireless infrastructure perspective. As far as from the mobile apps, it's a matter of managing the priorities from our perspective and still being able to deliver value added. So again, it comes down to financial and human resources sometimes. So in the years prior, we could not deliver a lot of things that we're able to deliver now because we didn't have the solid foundational infrastructure in place. We've been given and we're honored to have been able to recently put a division in place that now becomes a front office for OCIO that serves in a consulting and from a business and technological perspective as far as being able to talk to the office about mobile apps, being able to talk to them about different technologies that can support the business. Just recently, we had had a discussion with one of the offices that wanted to develop a mobile app, and we, from a consulting perspective, we advised them that in that case, there are other ways to deliver the capability they needed. But our intent over the next several months, and once we have some breathing room, is to get in that business and support OJP, provide greater support to them. But we are also working with other organizations that do provide some mobile apps.
All right, very good. Angel, let's take a quick break. We come back, we'll touch upon some of those other priorities that you mentioned. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Angel Santa, the Deputy Chief Information Officer in the Office of Justice Programs.
So, guess what I just heard?
You mean about the Roth TSP?
Okay, yeah. Well, also...
that bid protest on the DOD contract.
Right. But did you know...
who the Senate confirmed for the administrator's job?
Well, what about...
OMB's digital strategy.
Jeez, how do you know everything that's going on in the federal government?
I know, because I signed up for Federal News Radio's email alerts.
Be in the know and know it first with Federal News Radio's email alerts. Sign up today at federalnewsradio.com. Search email alerts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Angel Santa, the Deputy Chief Information Officer in the Office of Justice Programs in the Justice Department. Now, Angel, before break, you gave us a laundry list of initiatives. You're a busy man over the next few years. One of the other initiatives I want to touch upon is a common web platform. You talked about undertaking an effort using SharePoint 2013, utilizing some common web platforms and websites to do some cost savings and reuse efforts. Talk a little bit about that process. Why did you decide to go down the path of a common web platform? Were things just very disparate initially?
You look at OJP has a lot of websites. And we looked at, okay, is there a way to provide some common templates that can be used? Is there a way to produce website that become mobile enabled once you produce them? So therefore, as you're working with your mobile devices, you can access them without us having to go through another development effort. So we looked at various tools, and we had been on SharePoint 2010. So when Microsoft announced that they were coming out with 2013, we immediately made a decision to utilize that once we found out that it had capabilities to produce what we needed to do in the future. And one was is we developed templates that can be reused by the different folks developing websites. They can easily be migrated existing websites over, and it also whatever you put in place will be mobile enabled. Additionally, developing APIs would become much easier from this tool. So it provided a lot of capabilities that are very important to us at OJP.
Now, one of the things I've not heard about SharePoint is this ability. I mean, I hear a lot of people say, well, we're going to use SharePoint to share, right? But it's interesting that you guys are looking at it from a common web platform. With all the work you did on the back end, your backbone infrastructure, is that why using SharePoint is going to make things a lot easier?
That's correct. Everything we've done early on leads us to where we're at now and where we're going. So putting a solid infrastructure in place that we can just plug additional servers, that we can add additional resources easily, has provided us this flexibility to continue to provide these services.
And one of the services that you guys also provide is around information sharing. I think that's a key tenet of the Justice Department. Now, you guys do a lot of sharing with the law enforcement community. Talk about the benefits that you've seen over the last few years around information sharing.
A lot of the work we do with the law enforcement community and just the kernel, just the community in general, is programmatic. And so we continually involve the, let's say, training and technical assistance, the different programs we put in place. We bring communities together, which is part of us providing innovative leadership to the federal, state, local, and tribal criminal justice community. For instance, we bring together the sheriff associations across the country, the chief of police, the tribal communities. So a lot of the work that the program offices do involves bringing these communities together so we can share best practices. But some from a technical perspective, again, we talked about the common platform. We'll be able to provide these mobile-enabled apps from the website and the APIs that we've produced to provide us greater information so that the criminal justice community and whoever else wants to use these APIs can then look at that data and use it however they want to support whatever their needs are. And one other thing we're looking at as OJP continues to evolve the services it produces to the public and the criminal justice community, we have the NCJRS program, which is the National Criminal Justice Reference Service. So how do we take that to the next level? And it's a highly used service by the public, by the criminal justice community. So how do we begin to evolve the services that they are currently being produced there?
Now, from a technology perspective, because that's what we're talking about, that's what you care about a lot, how do you support all that sharing, all that community building?
A lot is it's providing the internal services so that it can then meet their business services. But we also develop websites. We look at websites that are being produced by the program offices, and we provide consultation there. We'll support them in, do they need the infrastructure to operate those websites. So a lot of it, our grant system that's in place, and also helping manage some of these different services that are out there for them.
Now, do you guys also help them with social media issues? You talked about APIs you developed before, but you know, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or the like.
We've provided the infrastructure to allow them to use it. Actually, when it was first discussed within Justice, we were one of the first to open up those capabilities to our program offices. So there were a lot of organizations that actually blocked the social media sites, but we made it available to our program offices so they can conduct their business as needed.
All right, very good. Now, you have a lot going on, so there's going to be a lot of people interested in seeing how they can help you. From your perspective, how do you want to deal with vendors? What should they know about working with your office at OJP?
We are a very hard-charging and forward-thinking organization, obviously. Our focus on delivering value. We look for our vendors to work with collectively with the other vendors we have on contract and the synergies that can come out of there. And we're looking for improvement year over year. So we're not looking for people to come in and just not improve on a year-by-year basis as, you know, we optimize the delivery of services. How do you come in and look at the processes that the vendors have in place that can be effective here? So we always want to evolve in this organization and what makes sense. So we're looking for partnerships that will help us get there.
All right, very good advice to know. I think a lot of vendors who listen to the show will be pleased to know you do that. We unfortunately are out of time. Sounds like we could probably talk a little bit longer, but we'll have to have you come back on in a year or so once things get settled. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today was Angel Santa, the Deputy Chief Information Officer in the Office of Justice Programs in the Justice Department. Angel, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Jason, thank you for having me, and I wish I was able to provide some useful information to your listeners.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, Ask the CIO, Thursday mornings at 10:30, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.